it's time for Living Thunder. I hope everybody's having a great Sunday morning out there. This is Living Thunder, and this is your host, Ken Goodwin. For the next 2 hours, we have an awesome lineup of Christian rock, Christian contemporary, and we're going to get the Word of God out to you. And I also want to remind you that you can go to WPXE1041FM.com, click on the Living Thunder program to listen on demand anytime, any day of the week. So right now, we're going to kick this morning off with one by Brandon Lake, a song called Gratitude.
All my words fall short. I got nothing new. How could I express all my gratitude? I could sing these songs as I often do, but every song must end, and you never do. So I throw up my hands and praise you again and again, 'cause all that I have is a hallelujah, hallelujah. And I know it's not much, but I've nothing else fit for a king, except for a heart singing heart. Just one move with my arms stretched wide, I will worship you. So I throw up my hands and praise you again and again, 'cause all that I have is your heart. Yeah. wanted for a king, except for a heart singing hallelujah, hallelujah.
Gratitude. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 tells us, it says, be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus. God's will is for us to have a heart of gratitude, a heart of thanksgiving to the one true living God. It's by Brandon Lake. Hey guys, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Living Thunder, and right now I would like to thank the Living Thunder sponsors, and they include Steffi Chapel, who invites you to join them each Sunday morning for services. Worship service begins there at 8:30, and Sunday school begins at 9:30. Paradise Community Church, who welcomes you to attend their services. Sunday morning worship begins there at 9:30, with Sunday school following at 10:45. Kavod Methodist Church, everyone is welcome to attend their services. And Sunday school begins there at 9 o'clock with worship service beginning at 10 a.m. And all individuals who make donations to the ministry, we thank each and every one of them for their generosity, which allows us to share the message and hope of Jesus on the air. Right now, we got one by Chris McClarney. It's a song called Speak to the Mountains.
When giants come calling my name, my God is so much bigger than troubles I face. Why would I hunger for power, riches, or fame? Oh, my God is so much better than all of these things. So I won't be shaken, I won't be moved. My God is faithful, His promise is true. So I cause they know the battle is done. My God is stronger, the victory's already won. Yeah, He died for my ransom and rose up on the third day.
feel has set me free. I'm happy to be in the truth, and I will daily lift my head.
Bit of Shane and Shane there for you. A song called I Could Sing of Your Love Forever. You know, guys, when we experience the agape love that comes from the Father through Christ Jesus, we see it's a love that changes every aspect of our life because it changes the way we think and the way we act and how we want to treat others and how we want to truly show love to others. And what does it mean to truly love others? What's to share the whole truth of God's word with them so that they can be healed and made whole, so that they can receive a love that's beyond measure, a love that will change their life forever. It's all because of Christ Jesus that we can experience the love of the Father. Right now we got one by Ben Fuller, Since Jesus.
Ooh, thought that it'd be easy, but you never promised that. Following your footsteps is a lonely, narrow path. Didn't know when I called your name, some things would have to die. There's something about this gospel that sure messed up my life. I ain't ever been the same since Jesus. Ain't a thing that hasn't changed since Jesus. He wrecked the plans of this broken man to turn a heart of stone to pieces. I ain't ever been the same since Jesus. Hasn't changed since Jesus. He wrecked the plans of this broken man and turned a heart of stone to pieces. I ain't ever been the same. I ain't ever been the same since Jesus.
See, since Jesus, well, everything changed. Because it is Jesus who made a way for us to come into the kingdom of heaven, for us to be made new, and to have a hope for all eternity, to be able to experience his love and forgiveness and a grace that we don't deserve. So you see, as followers of Christ Jesus, we know the purpose of life. And that purpose of life is to live for our Lord and Savior, to share his message of salvation, to share how he changed our life, how he leads through the Holy Spirit to be his hands and feet. And as we live for him, we not only want to be his hands and feet, but also to live a life of worship, a life of praise, because he is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Psalms 150 says, 1 through 6, praise the Lord, praise God our Savior, for each day he carries us in his arms. But it says, praise God in his sanctuary, praise him in his mighty heaven, praise him for his mighty work. Praise his unequaled greatness. Praise him with a blast of ram's horn. Praise him with lyre and harp. Praise him with the tambourine and dancing. Praise him with strings and flute. Praise him with clash of cymbals. Praise him with loud clashing cymbals. Let everything that breathes sing praise to the Lord. Praise the Lord. So you see, to praise him with our life is, well, it's not only to sing it, but to live in a way that, well, that points people to Jesus. So we run with purpose in every step, Just as 1 Corinthians 9:26 says, so I run with purpose in every step. I am not just not just shadow boxing. You see, our steps have purpose in Christ Jesus. And our shadow boxing should not waste, means that we should not waste any chance we have. Well, to share his message, his love. And to share his love, what we know is to share the full truth of God's word with him. And to share God's word with him, the full truth, with the people that we meet. Well, it sometimes cuts to the bone. And so, when it says, I am not just shadow boxing, it means whenever we actually share the truth of God's word, sometimes it might feel like a punch to some people because it exposes them for who they are. But you see, whenever that happens, if a person would repent of that sin and call upon the name of the Lord, it's there and then that they receive true healing. That they're made whole in Jesus' name. And he will change their life so that they would want to live a life to bring glory to his name then. To live a life of obedience and to serve him as Lord and Savior of their life. So you see, it becomes with every step that we take, becomes every beat that we make is for the Lord. Because it's all about serving him as our Lord and Savior, giving him honor with our life. It leads us into our next song. It's by North Point Inside Out. And it's a song called Every Beat. Because every beat of life should be for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Only you can. My heart beats only for you.
You see, it's all about, as we follow him, it's about giving him all the praise, all the glory, and the honor. Why? Because just as Psalms 139 says, I can never escape from your spirit. I can never get away from your presence. You see, his love is always surrounding us. And that's why we lift our hands towards heaven, just as Psalms 134:2 says. So as you live your life, will you lift your hands to the one who gives you life, to the one who saved you by his grace, to the one who will take you home so that you will be with him for all eternity, to praise him and to give him all glory with your life right now? Only you can answer that question today. But my prayer is that you live your life for him, that he is number one in your life, and you put him first in all things. And in doing so, you will lift your hands to him, because he is the one true living God, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Leads us in our next song. It's by Ryan Stevenson, and it's a song called With Lifted Hands.
This world has to offer, the here and gone that leaves you wanting more but can't satisfy. Father, forgive me for taking so long to see that you're all I need. With every
God is great, give him all the praise. Hallelujah, name above all names. Fire in his eyes, healing in his veins. Everywhere is glory on display. Take a look at those stars, you can name them all. Before his throne, every knee falls. The demons have to run, the angels have to praise. Even the wind and waves obey our God. For my shame, Sunday morning rose up from the grave. Take a look at those scars on his hands and feet. He saved our souls for eternity. Worthy is the Lamb, glory to the King. Oh, let all the saints and the angels sing. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Eyes on the sky, there will be a day. He will come and wipe our tears away. No more fear, no more pain, no more sorrow, sin or shame. The King is coming back again. A reign of love that will never end. For everything you've done, and everything you do, and everything you are, I'll sing to you. My God, you're an awesome God, you're great. In all you do, I'm made to worship you, my God. You're an awesome God. What an awesome, awesome God you are. No one like you, none beside you. God, we worship you.
He is awesome, and he is holy forever and ever. Leads us into our next song by Chris Tallman, a song called Holy Forever.
Holy, all creation cries. Show me all your burdens, and I will show you mine. Tell me how you're hurting in the middle of the night. 'Cause you're not the only one, no, no. You're not the only one who's thought about giving in, who's thought about giving up. Oh, the sun's gonna rise in the morning, yes it will, oh yes it will. Oh, the sun's gonna shine in the morning, yes it will, oh yes it will. When no one understands you, there's a judge on every side. And isn't love supposed to be humble and be kind? 'Cause you're not the only one, no, no. You're not the only one who's thought about giving in, who's thought about giving up. Oh, the sun's gonna rise in the morning, yes it will. Everyone together, together. Keep holding on together, together. Everyone together, together.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Living Thunder, and we're on every Sunday morning from 8 to 10, and it's great to be with you guys for another Sunday. Right now, we got one by Mercy Me. It's a song called Old Death.
You said my fate was sealed. You said my days were numbered. Case closed with no appeal. My future 6 feet under. Messing with my head in ghost fashion. My heart was holding its breath. Terrified of taking my last one. Oh, death, you scared me to death. Whoa. At your wrath, devil gon' get off of my shoulder. You thought you had the last laugh. You thought this all was over. Set you straight and set me free, oh yeah. You are dead to me.
You see, when we are made new in Christ Jesus, there's one thing that we can say. Death no longer exists because we have victory through Christ Jesus. We may die in this earthly body, but we will live forever and reign forever with our one true living God, my Lord and your Lord and Savior, if you are His today. Right now we got one by Elevation Rhythm, a song called Sing of Your Love.
shepherds, you loved wayward sons, bound up the broken, set captives free. God, won't you do that for me? I am the Father waiting on you to wake up my daughter and bring the breakthrough. I heard what you did there in Lazarus' tomb. Oh, God, won't you do that for me? Oh, God, won't you do that for me?
Since arrived, day and night, night.
There is only one who is worthy of it all. He is Christ Jesus, the Son of God. God in flesh, who came to save us, to give us a way to come into the kingdom of heaven. What an awesome God that we have. Hey guys, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Living Thunder. And right now I would like to thank the Living Thunder sponsors, and they include Steffi Chapel, who invites you to join them each Sunday morning for services. Worship service begins there at 8:30, and Sunday school begins at 9:30. Paradise Community Church, who welcomes you to attend their services. Sunday morning worship begins there at 9:30, with Sunday school following at 10:45. Kavod Methodist Church, everyone is welcome to attend their services. And Sunday school begins there at 9 o'clock, with worship service beginning at 10 a.m. And all individuals who make donations to the ministry, we thank each and every one of them for their generosity, which allows us to share the message and hope of Jesus on the air. So right now, we got one by John Reddick, a song called Just That Good.
An army, doubt sees the sea, but faith says he's making a way through for me. Tomorrow is hidden, but yesterday he tells the story of how his love never fails. The story of how he never fails. I know that. You're not finished yet. Nothing is impossible if you promised it. When it looks like it's over, it's still not too late. There's no evidence that's louder than the empty grave. Supplies, he is just that good. Miracles before my eyes, he is just that good. Is he good all the time? Yes, he's just that good. He is just that good. He is just that good. Walls of shame are coming down. He is just that good.
He's just that good. When we stop and think about what we have to live and who we live for and how he not only supplies every need, but beyond that, and how he gives us the desire to serve him, and then he empowers us to go and do his will. Well, we see how good he is, because it's only in him that there's life. John 8:12, Jesus said this. Jesus spoke to the people once more and said, I am the light of the world. If you follow me, you won't have to walk in darkness, because you will have the light that leads to life. When we take that step from the darkness into light, being made new in the Spirit of God, we have the light that leads to life. And it's found in Christ Jesus. That's where we have abundant life. So remember what Psalms 56:13 says. For you have rescued me from death. You have kept my feet from slipping. So now I can walk in your presence, O God, in your life-giving Spirit. Jesus made that possible. God the Father gave his one and only Son, so that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You see, when he came in the flesh, he laid down his life and poured out his blood for the forgiveness of sin. You see, he did this for all mankind. He rose from the grave, conquering sin and death, so that we could have new life in him. So my question is, will you reach out to Jesus and receive the gift of salvation, the free gift of salvation that only comes through Jesus Christ? He already paid the price for your sin. All you have to do is call upon the name of Jesus Christ today. It says it's by believing in your heart you're made right with God. It's by confessing with your mouth that you are saved. It's about confessing our sin to him and asking him to be Lord and Savior of our life. And then going from that moment on and proclaiming him Lord and Savior of our life by the way we live, by the way we talk, allowing the Holy Spirit as he entered into us to lead us in the path of righteousness, to go and be the hands and feet of Jesus. We remember what Psalms 36:9 says, for you are the fountain of life, the light by which we see. He is a light unto our path. Will you keep your eyes fixed upon Jesus? Because that's where life is found. That's where we can say, that's the life. That's the life because Jesus gave it. We should be living a life, allowing the Holy Spirit not only to fill us, but to flow from us, so all that meet us would want to know and have his saving grace, to know the Father through Christ Jesus because of the love the Father has not only filled us with, but flows from us. You see, it's about sharing the message and hope of Jesus with the people that surround us. If you really love someone, you will share the truth with them, because it's the truth that will set you free. And that's where you receive life in Christ Jesus. Open your life to him today and experience life in Christ Jesus, freedom from sin, being made new and whole in Jesus' name, being filled with the Holy Spirit, filled with his life-changing love that will change every aspect of your life. It's only found in Christ Jesus. It leads us into our next song. It's by Jordan Flez. It's a song called, That's the Life. That life that's only found in Christ Jesus.
Something wasn't working, running out of faith. was so uncertain. I couldn't find my place. Then I let go, let love surround me. And I found myself right where you found me. When the power comes, making you the center, the breath inside my lungs. And why would I run back to where I was? Yeah, 'cause eternity.
When we truly stop and think about what took place at Calvary, we understand that my sin and your sin is why he went to the cross. We understand more of what, well, of what these verses speak of. Titus 3:5 says, he saved us not because of the righteous things we had done, but because of his mercy. He washed away our sins, giving us new birth and new life through the Holy Spirit. You see, not only did he go to the cross to break the power of sin, but he rose from the grave, conquering death to defeat Satan. He did this so that we can have victory through him. Hebrews 10:20 says, by his death, Jesus opened a new and life-giving way through the curtain into the most holy place. Because of what Jesus accomplished, we can now, those who are born in the Spirit of God can step into the most holy place. Because as Christ hung upon the cross, God the Father ripped the veil in the temple from top to bottom, separating us from the most holy place. And now since Jesus' blood was shed on the cross for our sin, we can step into that most holy place by calling upon the name of the Lord. 2 Timothy 1:10 says, and now he has made all this plain to us by the appearing of Christ Jesus our Savior. He broke the power of death and illuminated the way to life and immortality through the good news. Jesus made that possible. Romans 6:7 says, "For when we died with Christ, we were set free from the power of sin." So in other words, when we ask Christ Jesus to forgive us of our sin, proclaiming Him Lord and Savior of our life, believing that He paid it all on the cross and that He rose from the grave, conquering sin and death, so that we can have new life in Him, we receive new life in Him. And we are anointed with the Holy Spirit, and the power of sin has been broken. Jesus made that possible for us to have that victory. So may we never forget the cost of our freedom from sin. That freedom that we have in Christ Jesus, the cost that was poured out on the cross of Calvary. It was His precious blood, the spotless Lamb of God, poured out so that we could be set free from the power of sin. So that we could have victory in the name of Jesus Christ. All because of what He done at Calvary. It leads us in our next song. It's by River Valley Worship. And it's a song called Calvary's Shadow.
And we are free. Oh, we sing in Calvary's shadow. taxes. Oh, it doesn't add up.
You can't ask a lie. It's better than I can ever imagine. Oh, I can never get enough. Oh,
thank you, Jesus, for
it's
your
crazy
love.
A little bit of Maverick City there for you, a song called Crazy Love. And when we think about the love of the Father that came to us through Christ Jesus, well, one might see it, say that it is a crazy love because it's a love that, well, it's hard for us to understand. Because you see, when that love was poured out, it was poured out for each and every one of us so that we could experience the agape love of the Father. A forgiveness, a faithfulness, a love that's never ending. And it only comes in the mighty name of Jesus as we call upon his name. It leads us into our next song by We Are Vessel. It's a song called The Mighty Name.
Tell me about your pain, the battle you've been facing, the mountains in your way. Tell me about your past, you've been running from, and all that you'd erase if you could make it come undone. And I don't claim to know the hurt that weighs on you. Let me tell you about the one who has carried me through. One who knows the hurt that weighs on you. He is keeping every promise and making all things new.
Jesus, oh Jesus, still in the power. Sometimes your calling comes in dreams. Sometimes it comes in the Spirit's breeze. Yeah, you reach for the deepest hope in me and call out for the things of eternity. But I'm a man of dust and stains. You're moving me so I can say, an offering. Here I am, Lord, send me. Somehow my story is a part of your plan. Here I am. Setbacks and failures and upset plans test my faith and leave me with empty hands. Are you not the closest when it's hardest to stand? I know that you will finish what you began. And these broken parts you redeem, become the song that I can sing. Here I am,
In Romans 3:24 it says, "Yet God in his grace freely makes us right in his sight. He did this through Christ Jesus when he freed us from the penalty for our sins." You see, it's all because of God's grace through Christ Jesus that we can receive a gift of love, mercy, forgiveness, freedom. That freedom from sin, of victory that's only found in Jesus. God made that possible through his one and only Son. Romans 5:21 says, "So just as sin ruled over all people and brought them to death, now God's wonderful grace rules instead, giving us right standing with God and resulting in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." You see, when we were born with the curse of sin upon our lives because of what Adam and Eve did in the garden. But you see, God had a plan. And that plan was to give his one and only Son as that one-time sacrifice, that his blood would be poured out for the forgiveness of sin, so that we would have Well, right standing with God, resulting in eternal life through Jesus Christ. And now when we call upon the name of Jesus Christ to be saved, we are saved and made whole. It's by believing in him that he went to the cross, that he poured out his blood, that he rose from the grave, conquering sin and death. And now you proclaim him Lord and Savior of your life, and you go forth and proclaim him daily as Lord and Savior of your life. Ephesians 6:24 says, "May God's grace be eternally upon all who love our Lord Jesus Christ." You see, it's only by God's grace through Christ Jesus that we can overcome. He is the victor, and it's by his grace that we are saved through Christ Jesus. My prayer is today that you are experiencing his grace, that you are having a walk with him, that you are drawing close to him. My prayer is that you are truly looking at your life and looking at your spiritual health, which means you're looking at your relationship with Jesus Christ. And how can you make that walk better and greater? How can you be more of his hands and feet in this world? Only you can search your heart, spend time with the Lord in prayer, and spend time with him in his holy word, so that he can feed your heart, soul, and mind, so that you can know more of the heart of God, and so that you can live and be the hands and feet of Jesus. We do this by God's grace that is upon us through the Holy Spirit. It leads us into our next song. It's a song by Kerry Roberts, and it's a song called "By Your Grace." It's only by God's grace that we have been saved through Christ Jesus.
Surrender everything.
Romans 12, 1 through 2 says, "And so, dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God because of all he has done for you. Let them be a living and holy sacrifice, the kind he will find acceptable. This is truly the way to worship him. Don't copy the behaviors and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect." You see, when our feet are on the rock, that rock that can't be moved, our body becomes the temple of God. And because the power of the living God now lives within us through the Holy Spirit, we can live in this world, transformed, changing the way we think and the way we live. You see, we become empowered to share Jesus with the world. So you see, we don't go around copying the behaviors and customs of this world, but we let God transform us into a new person, and into a new person by the way we think. And it's then that we'll learn to know God's will for us, that will which is good and pleasing and perfect. It's about giving your whole body, your whole being to God because of all he has done for you. He tells us to let them be a living and holy sacrifice. We are to give it all to him. We are to put him first in all things, putting our selfish ambitions behind us so that he is glorified in every part of our life. Romans 10, 14 to 15 says it this way, "But how can they call on him to save them unless they believe in him? And how can they believe in him if they've never heard about him? And how can they hear about him unless someone tells them? And how will anyone go and tell them without being sent?" That is why the scriptures say, "How beautiful are the feet of messengers who bring the good news." If your feet is planted upon the rock who is Jesus Christ, then you should not fear, but to go into this world and share his truth, share his message, share how Jesus has healed you and made you whole and given you new life. Share how Jesus has anointed you with the Holy Spirit and anointed you with his life-changing love that changes the way we think and the way we act and how we treat others, how we talk. Share it with the world so that they may be healed and made whole in Jesus' name, so that they can plant their feet on the rock which cannot be moved. It leads us into our last song for the day. It's by I Am They, and it's a song called "My Feet Are on the Rock."
I can see the clouds rolling. I can feel the winds, they try to shake me. I will not be moved. My feet are on the rock. I can feel the waters rise. I can hear the howling lies that haunt me. Fear won't hold me now. My feet are on the rock.
Dancing in the rain. My feet. solid rock I stand. All of the ground is sinking sand. So stomp your feet and clap your hands. Our feet are on the rock. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All of the ground is sinking sand. So stomp your feet and clap your hands. Our feet are on the rock.